Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 to the hour. That's Brooks and Dunn, one of my favorite Only in America songs. My favorite line in that song is, "All they want is everything." That's so American. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. 4th of July. Happy Independence Day. It's our 20th consistent 4th of July celebration on the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Richie Allen is our guest, our good friend. We're not talking about business. We're just talking about America. And now we're going to talk about something. We're going to talk about the future of America a little bit with Rich. Rich, that's that line from that song, "All They Want Is Everything." That's so American, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, it is. And that's okay. I mean, people think that we're greedy. And to some extent we are, but that's why human beings and not saber-toothed tigers are at the top of the food chain.
Right.
Because if humans have the inquisitiveness and the capability of reasoning, if they use their heads properly, the ability to look ahead, to look over the horizon or around the corner, and if more and more people will do that, we'll figure out ways to solve these problems. I mean, when people say, well, what's going to happen when robotics come in? That's what people said when the Industrial Revolution happened.
Right.
What are you going to do with all these women who sit there and make these cloths by hand? What's going to happen to them? Well, guess what? They figured out how to use their skills in a different way, and it built the world the way we see it today.
But and yet, I completely agree with that. It's just that right now we're in that disruptive transition period,
yes.
And it seems a lot more in our face, doesn't it?
I think it may be generational, Jim. Guys, your age and my age, we've been through a lot, not as much as our parents, but mm-hmm. not much less either, in terms of disruptions. And I think it's up to our kids and their kids to say, okay, we saw what they went through. Here's where we think they went wrong. Here's how we can set ourselves on a proper path, and we can make this country not great again. I mean, we're pretty good. We don't have to be great again. But I think we have to regain our place in the world as really kind of the moral authority and the business leadership and the leader in medicine and all those things. I don't care if somebody else invents something. God bless them. Good for them. We can't do it all. But we certainly have the better chance of getting it to market and figuring out how to
produce it. And we need to do it and not be ashamed of it.
Yeah, right.
I agree with that 100%. So what? Back to this word I've been threading through my show with all day today, citizenship. What can our generation, mine and your generation, do in terms of citizenship to make this country, to leave it to our children in a better place?
Well, I think if everybody would do one thing that the government could do if they had enough money, but they won't do because they don't have enough money, but that we could actually do on our own and have done on our own in the past, if everybody would do one thing, say a week, give up an hour a week, that'd be 300 million hours a week of somebody helping somebody else out. In the name of citizenship, in the name of your religion, in the name of the country, in the name of whatever.
You're talking about putting something ahead of ourselves for 1 hour.
Exactly. 1 hour a week. And
subordinating our own disgusting egos for an hour.
Well, mine's not disgusting, but it is pretty big.
You love yours.
Pretty much the size of Wyoming, the big sky.
No, I think that's right, and I think that's a good idea. But maybe if we just can keep that word in the top of mind, citizenship. It's not for you and me to tell people what to do, but I do think it's appropriate for us to remind people to keep that word top of mind. Have I done anything that would approximate citizenship this week?
That's right. What have I done this week to further the notion of citizenship, not just in the world, but in my life?
And say the word out loud in front of young people.
Yeah. Don't be ashamed.
Because I'm not sure they've heard that word much. What do you think?
I think that's right. We honor people like your son who went off to war when they were asked to do it, say thank you for your service, and then we go, get back in line at the Starbucks. And I think if we consider more about what that really meant to young men and women like your son,
well,
and you,
also
had to worry over them for a year.
And also, before we wrap up here, Rich, I know you want to join me in reminding people that they're still millennials. As much as we talk about them different ways around here these days, they're still millennials who volunteered and who are standing a post right now in harm's way.
Not just in the military, but in the Foreign Service.
Yep.
Those people are out there in pretty ugly places a
yep.
lot of times.
Exactly.
And they're just they don't have to carry a weapon. Sometimes they wish they could.
Hey, Rich.
But they're
happy,
out promoting America everywhere they go.
Happy Independence Day. Thanks for being here. Good job
Thanks,
today.
President.
Rich Galen, ladies and gentlemen, a great American. He'll be back another day. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, celebrating 4th of July with you. Hope you have a great holiday. Be safe.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.